A reading from John 8, 1-11. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?"
"No one, sir," she said.
"Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin."
There are a lot of things about this passages that people comment on. One of the mysteries here is, what in the world was Jesus writing in the sand that got everybody to step away from their condemning this woman? The other thing that's kind of interesting is, I've read a lot of commentaries where they say that this section of this first part of the eighth chapter of John seems to have been put in a little later, and it is kind of like its own little section of this part of the gospel. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it is a very powerful story. And I'd love to get your idea of what Jesus may have been writing.
Well, first, on the idea of it being included in our gospels today, is the collecting of our Bible, the developing of the canon, was done through the using of the earliest manuscripts that were available when these things were written down, remembering it was an oral culture. And after a period of time, the gospel writers recognized that Jesus' return wasn't going to be as soon as they thought, and oral tradition would only be able to carry the message so long, so they began writing these things down. And for many years, we didn't know about an earlier manuscript. It was found in archaeology. And in the earlier manuscript, this portion, John 8, 1-11, wasn't there. So the question is, why keep it in the Bible? I think one of the reasons is that one of the latter manuscripts, someone would have remembered this story and said, this fits perfectly in there. And because there's nothing in it that's contrary to Jesus' declaration of his identity and his idea of the pursuit of God, I feel very comfortable with the passage what's being stated. As to the question of what is Jesus writing in the dirt, we don't know. I mean, one of the speculations is that he was writing passages from the Hebrew scriptures that would have spoken a lot to people. But regardless of what it is, his brilliance in turning the dilemma that's been put upon him, because they're trying to trap him, he puts it back on them and says, whoever is without sin, throw the first stone. And I love this picture. I can hear, you know, these guys have hand-sized rocks in their hands because they're ready to stone. You can hear the rocks beginning to hit the ground. And the phrase in here, they began walking away, the older ones first. There's wisdom in age, and even these ones who are conscripted against Jesus, they recognize that he's spoken truth to them, and they move on to the next reality, knowing that Jesus has caught them in their own trap.
My particular uneducated guess about what he's writing is he was writing down names.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And they would see their name. The other thing to remember is that these are religious men, and they believed in God. And if they lied, they would have sinned at that moment. In other words, to say that I have never sinned would be clearly a lie because all men sin and fall short of the glory of God. And they know that, and they know that if they lie about that, they're sinning.
And Jesus is not diminishing the impact of sin. He says to this woman, I'm not condemning you. But what he does say right after that is, go and sin no more, because sin will have negative consequences in our life.